Good evening, and welcome to the West Village in New York City. This is live at the Village Vanguard. I'm drummer and allower Matt Wilson, filling in for Josh Jackson tonight, and I couldn't be more excited to be here. We've got pianist Ethan Iverson, Ben Street, and making a healthy connection to one of the greatest drummers living today, the great Tootie Heath.
Welcome to the Village Vanguard. Albert Tootie Heath on drums. Benjamin Street on bass. I'm Ethan Iverson on piano. Thanks for listening. We began with a tune of mine called Southampton that was sort of written for Hampton Hawes, a pianist that Ben and I love very much. We're going to continue with an old standard by Gershwin. This is Nice Work If You Can Get It. Thank you. That was How Insensitive by Joe Beam. Thank you, Tootie Heath, for that beat. That was really incredible.
That beat was from Joe Beam as well.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah, I borrowed it.
And we're going to continue with some Americana now. This is Shiny Stockings by Frank Foster. Thank you.
Saint Marie.
All right.
Charleston. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a piece by UB Blake called Memories of You, sort of contemporary with the Charleston by James P. Johnson, which we played before that. Now we're going to move forward in history a little bit to a piece by Sonny Rollins called No Mo. Sonny Rollins only recorded this once in the early 50s, and Tootie's brother, Percy Heath is on the record, actually. It's a great record. And the song is called No Mo.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a piece by Mal Waldron called Fire Waltz. Mal Waldron was an associate of Tutti Heath. They're on some great records together, including Impressions. I highly recommend that record. And we have one more piece for you this set. Oh, actually, we're going to play two more pieces. I forgot. There's one more in here. We're going to play Long Came Betty by Benny Golson.
Thank you.
This is really thrilling to stay share the stage with Albert Tootie Heath. The great Ben Street. I'm Ethan Iverson on piano.
Whoa.
You'll be able to hear this set again at home if you choose to on NPR's The Checkout. To close, we're going to play a piece by the late Paul Motion, a musician associated with not just the Village Vanguard, but I also think NPR The Checkout and so many young musicians that have been playing here in the last couple of years. So this is his song featuring Tootie Heath.
It's gotta be longer.
Oh,
we're quitting too soon.
We're quitting too soon is the word we're getting. I'm sorry to say this over the air in front of God and everybody. But we're improvisers up here. So, that should... We'll play the Paul tune, and maybe we'll add another piece to say goodbye on. So, anyway, we'll play, this is by Paul Motion called It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago. Judy Heath. Ben Street. Ethan Iverson. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming to the Village Vanguard.
Is that something else or what, folks? Wow. Woohoo. That was my buddy Ethan Iverson at the piano, my good friend bassist Ben Street, and the great Albert Tootie Heath on the drums. A wonderful evening of offering and receiving beautiful music, welcoming the spirit, welcoming the sound. So transparent, so beautiful. I had just a great time here hosting this evening, this live at the Village Vanguard broadcast. I'd like to do a shout-out to David Tallickson and Michael Downs, who recorded tonight's broadcast, and my buddy Simon Rentner, who was the supervising producer. We'd like to thank our web producer, Patrick Jarawatananen at NPR Music. And we'd like to let everybody know that you can hear this again tomorrow and see some of John Rogers' really lovely photographs online at npr.org/Village Vanguard. Live at the Village Vanguard is supported by the Argus Fund. We'd also like to thank the great Lorraine Gordon, a recently designated NEA Jazz Master, and her dedicated staff here at the Village Vanguard for making our stay so beautiful here this evening. Our executive producers this evening are Thurston Briscoe, Go Shockers, we're both Wichita State graduates, and Anya Grunman. Our series producer, Josh Jackson, who is now in Johannesburg, returns for the next edition of Live at the Village Vanguard, Wednesday, September 5th at 9 p.m., featuring yours truly, Matt Wilson with my band Arts and Crafts, which features Terrell Stafford, Gary Versace, and Martin Wind. And we'll be sharing music from our latest recording and Attitude for Gratitude and much, much more. So we'll see you on the radio and internet soon. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Village Vanguard. Thank you, New York. Thank you, world of listeners. Thank you, NPR. Thank you, WBGO. I'd like to say, closing, this is Matt Wilson, and this is member-supported WBGO in Newark.
Once again, the second set is 11 o'clock, and there's a one-drink minimum.